And we're back. Hey everybody, welcome to Two Fools Rushing the Dungeon, part 41.
Good job.
Richard. Yeah.
Yeah.
When last we left off, turns out Z is just a fucking mass murdering killer.
Sorry, not so
who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew there was such evil drow?
Who didn't?
Hey, you know what? I'm proud of her. She made the hard choices to stay to her character.
And then Shojin got a view of life on the inside.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gnomon?
Gnomon's playing both sides, it seems.
And I think that brings us up to speed.
Okay. We're outside the camp. We're with the party at large. Trying to plan how they're going to rescue their friend on the inside. Jailbreak time. Shojin, you're just going about hacking at trees.
Just going to hack on the trees. I'm going to try and keep my little gnome friend in sight.
Yeah, kind of help him out. His name is Humphrey.
Humphrey.
Humphrey. Humphrey the gnome.
Can he be my wedge guy?
Whatever floats your boat, man.
No, when you're chopping down a tree with an axe, you have to use wedges.
I was trying to make it weird.
I know.
I thought it sounded like butt stuff, too.
I did. Yeah, I was pretty sure. Yeah.
That way, you know.
Shojin's always been, you know, on the fence there for me.
Maybe.
He's a bottom, but he's a power bottom.
As you work this edge of the camp, I would imagine you want to fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of keep your eye on the nest up in the trees to make sure they're still watching shit. There's no opportunity. You know, throw an axe at them, make a run for it. You think better because of Humphrey. You know what'll happen to him. You know, if they run off, they can see you every day. They know what you're doing. They know they know as well as you know that he represents a weakness for you.
Yep.
And all I have to do is push there to get the Shojin to do what he needs to.
Yes.
But you have yet to see anything outside the camp, outside the tree line that offers any hope. But those outside the tree line, what's your ideas?
Oh. What? I'll tell you when. Okay.
Guiding bolt. Oh.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Wait, are you going to sing?
Is the keyword.
What?
When are you going to sing? Did you compose your song?
I did not compose my. Don't worry about what the fuck I did. Let me play, damn it.
Sing? Don't tease me, Bookman.
I was going to write a song, and then I decided not to write the song because I thought it'd be weird.
You should have anyway. You should have had it.
Even here never stopped you.
I have a red line, even though I have Twizzlers.
Whatever you want.
So.
Doman's good at killing shit. You may want to check with him.
That's true. Noman, you good with that stuff I gave you?
Yep.
Okay.
Z, how are you doing? Feeling strong?
Feeling happy.
Pain?
What?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Estrella?
Yeah.
I'm just here to help.
Noman, I don't know when the time is going to be right to use all that, so use your best judgment.
Okay. Uh-oh. Holy cow. Okay. What's your plan?
Purpose.
Probably get fucked at this point, but that's really neither here nor there.
Okay. Well, did everybody share everything they know? I mean, you guys heard some talking last night.
You know, I would have shared everything I learned from my flyovers.
Huh?
Did they go up or no?
Not until after this.
Okay. Okay.
That doesn't seem right.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
I knew he would make it harder if we went up before.
Yes. No, I just wanted to make sure I knew which what to.
Really not going to change
Sorry,
either way.
I know, but I figured having it that much harder, even with the additional level, would add a level of difficulty that we are not prepared.
Okay, where is the party at? I mean, are you guys scouting or like we're outside the camp? Did you move down to the tree line? Or?
So I'd like to try and get a closer look.
Okay. Whereabout would you like to go?
I'd like the wood elf with me.
Okay.
Yeah. What time of day are we at now?
It's morning. It's like dawn. Yeah, you get woke up like just after dawn. You've gone through breakfast, which takes about a half hour.
Now, where did
then
we?
We're rolling back to.
Where did we see them working yesterday?
Those four X's.
The four X's.
Yeah.
So then,
that squiggly path is the one you guys walk through that game trail.
So
up
kind
to
of
the edge.
This area here, that sort of as far between these towers as
yeah,
the, equalish.
Yeah.
To get close to a view.
Okay. So you're staying down, stealthing
yeah,
in the underbrush?
Yeah.
The closer you get to the edge of that tree line where they're clearing, they've already like used... Like,
I don't need to get super close. Just close enough that I can get a view.
I'm just trying to paint a picture.
Okay.
They've already used horse and chain to rip out the underbrush so that they can work. So there's like within, I'd say, 10, 20 yards of that edge line there... Mm-hmm. Is like no underbrush. It becomes kind of clear.
We'll stay back in the brush.
Okay. So anyone that's moving up there with Payday, give me a stealth roll, just to maintain.
Just
the
need
cover.
The wood off at this point. You have power. You have a thing.
That's good. And that's good.
Which thing?
Like 8-4 on perception. Like really, you're gonna outside. Rock their world.
Maybe you should do that.
I don't have time. Well, I don't have any electronics connected to the internet on me.
Okay, hold up.
What's this one?
This one?
Yeah.
That was so.
What's the wood elf doing for us?
It's the thing for her. It doesn't do much for me. But I'm small, so I've got that.
I'm going to use Mask of the Wild.
Okay. What does that do?
You can attempt to hide even when you are only lightly obscured by foliage, heavy rain, falling snow, mist, and other natural phenomena.
Okay. So you don't have disadvantage to hide when there's low cover. What I was saying?
Yeah, and I'm going to Armor of Shadows to re-up my mage armor and... where is it? And then Mask of Many Faces to change my cloak to look like brush. Like it's just covered in weeds.
Okay, so like a impromptu ghillie suit?
Yes.
Okay, I'll allow that. I mean, it doesn't look exactly like brush. It looks like tattered cloth of greens. But that's what a ghillie suit is, so yeah, sure. That it can't really change its fabric. You can just change color and appearance.
Yeah.
So... So, roll me some stealths.
Okay.
Did you get those?
I got them in my Pokemon box.
Damn, girl.
I got 16.
16?
20.
Absolutely. My 8-4 totally doesn't see you. So you guys managed to move right up to the edge, you know, within cover, and you see below you about... Well, so it's about 20 yards of cleared underbrush, but there's still trees. And within those trees, you see a group of five workers. Like three humans, a gnome, and a half-orc setting about chopping various trees amidst a group of probably... four guards that are directing. One is directing teams of horses to pull out the trees that are felled to drag up through the camp, and there's a part where section of the camp where they're processing this fallen lumber. But the other three guards are watching the workers, making sure that they're at work and not. While they're working over here, there is some sort of chain gang kind of thing going to them. There's you and the gnome are bound with, it isn't chain so much as like a heavy, heavy cord that you've tested when you thought no eyes were on you with the shoddy axe they give you to see if you can get through it. It would take you several good shots to this rope to get through it with this blunt axe they give you. Even like holding it against a tree and kind of hitting it, it just like embedded it in the tree. It didn't sever it. So they, and then the three humans that seem to work good together are, you know, tethered to each other. But there's a team of two of the guards are watching the humans, and one is watching you and a gnome, while the pair, the one that works with that one is kind of directing the loggers. They, you know them to be like local farmers that have been contracted to help build these structures and clear this part of the forest. So they're not slaves, but they are quick to turn a blind eye in your direction. They don't give a shit.
Got it.
You see all that. You see Shogun down there working. You know where the guard towers are. You've positioned yourself to be, you know, equal distance between them. You've stealthed up. They don't, to your knowledge, they don't see you.
That's relevant. Do it. Fall back to camp. I'll meet you back there. No, do it now, and I'll meet you back at camp.
Do it. I'm going to use Instrument of the Bards and cast Invisibility on Payday.
Instrument of the Bards?
Yes. Because as you'll recall last time, you gave us a Foklukan Bandore, which is an instrument of the Bards. One of its common abilities is invisibility.
Okay. So she uses it. Does it have charges, or is it once per day? Or
she can use each of the abilities that it has can be used once a day.
Okay. You become invisible.
I'll see you back at camp.
You hear from nowhere.
Be safe.
Don't die.
So, Ezreal, give me a stealth roll. You make it back to camp. It doesn't seem like anybody's throwing up any alarms. Roll me a perception, though. As you're moving back to camp, I assume you move back to camp the entire time stealthily, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
10.
10.
Wait, what? You have an
8?
For what?
Perception.
Roll me stealth again. So, this is how it goes down. You're stealthy back to camp. You're a little less worried going back, but you are. You're kind of keeping an eye out as you're moving back, but as you're looking this way, one of those patrols is walking this way, and then you work your way under some brush moving by, and they go right by, and you walk right behind them without ever really kind of noticing each other, and you just, like, shifts in the night. That's how the roles played out. Neither of you noticed either of you, and neither of you rolled high enough or bad enough stealth to be noticed. So there is a patrol. You see the footprints as you crawl through the brush. You see the path. And being a wood elf, I'll give this to you. You notice they're pretty fresh. Like, wow, like they just went past here. You're just oblivious to know that they're 6 feet away from you. But you make it back to Fane and Noman and Zeresna.
Yep, yep.
But what is Payday doing all invisible on the side of the camp?
What? I told you I had a plan.
Okay.
At this point, I need to know how far away the camp is from where you're at right now. I'm going to say about 50 yards. It's 150 feet,
sure.
At least.
Yeah, at least. It could be farther than that.
Okay. So half a football field. No, let's say about a football field away. 100 yards. 300 feet. Into the brush. No, no, no. Your support. Where is it? That's what I want to know.
Way the fuck over there.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. No, no, that's accepted risk.
Yes. Okay. What you doing?
Shojin has...
Now, as you're invisible, I have disadvantage to notice you, but only within a certain range, right?
Let's see.
You went within 5 feet or something, has disadvantage in which to notice you or some shit like that?
Wait, let me find it. So... I'm going to pause things real quick while we have a rules discussion.
Yeah, we're back.
And that's where you died.
It is. And I lived a good life.
Oh, shit. Did it cut out?
It might have. That's fine. I'll put it in her journal.
Okay.
It'll just end with a squiggly line.
Like she was writing while it was happening.
Yeah.
Very Lovecrafty.
There's the thought.
I'll be back.
Why, did you throw up in your mouth?
No. She missed her mouth.
Okay.
Paper right here.
That's weird. It's so big, and she runs it all the time. I can't
I know.
Believe
you think
she
would have practice?
It. She would know. She should know exactly where it is.
Apparently, she's being tickled down. Okay, what was Payday doing? Sneaking around,
yeah.
Invisible.
Payday was.
So you clear the brush, invisible. Now you're moving across through the logging. Field.
Essentially open area.
Yeah. Well, there's clustered trees here and there, but...
you wish you could.
No.
It is a lot of upturned brush and uneven ground. Give me some stealth rolls to... Because even though you're invisible, it'd be one thing to disturb,
what?
Like, trees. I mean, they ripped out the brush. But it isn't, like, bare,
snack?
Flat ground.
Are they straight-up rolls?
Do you like the super season snack?
I'm not going to punish you. You
eat
21.
Them the
weirder
they
21.
Oh my god.
You managed to like pick through. It's slow going to get to kind of any kind of like smooth earth.
That's amazing.
Moving through this part where they're upturning trees. There's a lot of like tree stumps and stuff, you know, but like cleared limbs that cut off the side of the trees and just leaves laying around everywhere. The gnome is kind of stacking up some of that stuff. That's what he does alongside you while you're chopping at it. He's cleaning up the stuff around you. The cord between the two of you is like 10, 15 feet long. You guys got to be mindful of where it goes, but you can still work semi-independently, just kind of close to at hand. Are you moving towards a particular destination?
He's like 6 foot tall and kind of half-orc.
Okay. No, you don't see anything like that.
Nothing like that?
No,
nothing like that.
Just the Shogun.
Oh, okay. Well,
okay.
I'll go towards him then.
Okay.
What?
Give me another stealth to get past the guard near him.
20.
20, no problem. Guard's kind of like disinterested. He's kind of like, you know, like picking his nails or something, you know, but he looks up at you every once in a while to make sure you're still working. He doesn't really give a shit, you know. This is light work. You guys can't run, or would be stupid to run,
mm-hmm.
unless you like crossbows in the back.
Mm-hmm.
But you move past him, you move within, I'd say, as close as you want to get to Shojin.
When I'm about 5 feet away.
Okay. What would break your invisibility?
Attacks or casting a spell.
Okay. That's what I want. Sure. Falls in your court.
I'm gonna say it in a loud whisper.
Stage whisper for the recording, or a loud
sure.
whisper to get Shojin's attention.
Shojin, can you hear me?
You hear Payday's voice? It's coming from just to your left, like 5 feet away.
I'll give a grunt.
He's chopping away at this tree, and you hear him. like a kind of half chuckle. The guard looks up at that, like, whatever. And just looks back down. He's disinterested.
I'm going to close the final five feet.
Okay. What are you doing with that distance?
Just nod or shake your head.
You hear these?
Let me know if you understand.
I'll nod my head once.
Okay.
Cool. We're here to break you out.
Another almost laughing chuckle.
What's so funny? He doesn't hear Payday, but he does hear you laughing and stuff. The gnome is gathering up some brush, and he walks past you. Roll me acrobatics to tumble out of the way and not get hit by the brush that he's got hanging off either side of him.
Eight.
Okay. You know Payday's next to you. You can hear her.
Mm-hmm.
As Humphrey walks by with the brush, it slaps the side, kind of runs along your back, and then stops, and then keeps going. It's not an attack, so it isn't going to trigger your thing, but it does give away. If the guard wasn't on the other side,
uh-huh,
he would have definitely noticed that.
Uh-huh. And he's asking me what I'm laughing at?
Yeah, well, you were chuckling before Humphrey was walking by.
Yeah.
It's like, what's so funny? And he does...
The dullness of the axe.
Now, let's turn off the comedy and get back to work. I hate to get the gnome out here.
All right, so...
You hear that.
I'll now crouch down.
No, he says, we'd hate to get the gnome out here.
No, I'm locking that in.
Okay.
I'm going to crouch down then, since it seems like that should be about head height where I was getting...
Yeah,
cracked with the rope.
Gnome's about the same height as you, so he's carrying something at his chest that's going to hit you in the shoulder. Yeah.
Plan is to come at nightfall. That's not a yes or a no. Okay. I don't know where you are.
So I'm chopping a tree, right?
Yeah.
And I'm facing away from the camp?
You're kind of, like if this is the wall.
Yeah.
The wall of trees, you're kind of chopping a tree facing this way.
Okay, so then...
So the trees, you're chopping it so the tree will fall outside the camp so they can drag it in. You don't want it to fall into the camp. So you're chopping on the outside of the tree for it to fall away from the camp.
Right.
So, roll me go with charisma because this is snarky. See if you pick the tree that you're trying to drop on that crow's nest that watches you.
You.
No. Okay. You weren't sly enough to plan ahead.
No.
Okay.
With all my might, I'm gonna heave the axe into the tree.
Okay.
So that it sticks.
Okay.
And then I'm going to take my hands off the axe, and I'm just going to kind of turn in the direction of where my horse stall is.
Okay, it's across the camp.
So it's here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to...
It's a fair bit. I mean, if their camp was... look at that
right
map.
There. Yeah.
That's where they're camping, and that was...
Right.
That's...
So I'm
100 yards from the edge of that thing.
Yeah.
So that's like 3 football fields away.
Right. So I'm gonna
or at least 2.
I'm gonna bury my axe in the tree and I'm gonna turn around that way. And I'm just gonna kinda arch my back and kinda roll my shoulders so it looks like I'm...
He's flexing for you.
So it looks like I'm you know
this usually gets you hot, so
the dummy doesn't think I'm, you know. And I'm just going to kind of, when I bring my, you know, when I get done with, you know, rolling my shoulders, I'm just going to kind of throw my arms that way.
As he does that, you notice these detailed manacles on his wrist. They aren't manacles like with a chain between them. They're just like iron cuffs on each of his wrists. You didn't really notice them before. They didn't stand out. But when he's kind of hands outstretched, pointing you towards his where he stays, which you get the gesture using. You look that when you see a large building, but there's several buildings along that track in which he's pointing. That's the thing that catches your eye, are these manacles.
So I'm going to, after I do that, I'm going to kind of let out a big sigh and pull the axe out of the tree and get back to chopping.
Okay. A couple of things. Is it the big building?
I'll give a nod as I lean back to chop into the tree again.
All right. Affirmative.
All right. Those things on your wrist, they're keeping you locked down?
Pull the axe back, another nod, lay into the tree again.
Okay.
Can our usual bullshit get through them?
Gonna...
You know that you have... What spells does Shojin have available?
Available or available that he could cast currently?
Available total.
Spells, Chromatic Orb, Sleep, Charm Person,
You
web.
Know which ones we've
yeah.
discussed ahead of time. Which ones will be impossible for you to cast.
Yes, yes.
You know that those are outside your capability with these manacles?
Yes.
If you want to try to relay that, you can. The guard hasn't moved any closer to you than he did that half a step just to ask you what was funny.
Okay.
He's still about, I'd say, 10 yards away, so 30
okay.
feet. 30 feet away from you.
Okay.
So
I'm going to rear back again with the axe, and as I hit the tree, I'm going to say no.
Your question was?
It was a yes or no question. Will our usual bullshit man get through them?
And you said no.
No.
Okay.
My usual bullshit, what do you mean?
He knows what I mean.
Okay.
I know what he means.
He is one half of half and half. Of course he knows what I mean.
Half and half.
There will be no great smelling...
I have figured out a party name, though. Three halves and a cleric.
A cleric?
Half. Half leg. Half orc, half the party is drow and a cleric.
But also half the party is a cleric.
No. No. one third of... No.
No, that's not even right. It's okay.
40%.
But if two people are drow and two people are cleric, why not it just be half
would
cleric
and drow? Would
you
consider me a cleric?
I would call you guys the okay 30.
There we go. There
so
we
the
go.
The mighty nine. You're the okay 30.
Okay.
Where's the 30 come from?
You ask too many questions that are number based. Stop. Just be confusion.
Yeah.
What do you mean, Archie?
So the normal bullshit's not getting through your manacles.
Nope.
All right.
Surprisingly, looking at the manacles, there doesn't seem to be any hinges or places to insert a key.
Can you get it stuck in the tree again so you can fight with it for a minute? I'd like to get a better look at him.
Okay, so I'm gonna rear back and I'm gonna just fucking bury the axe in the tree as hard
as
I can.
You've been chopping at this tree for a while. You're better than halfway through it. I mean, you were into this tree before you walked up, and you've done several good chops just to give you a break in the conversation.
Yeah.
You bury it in there and you hear the telltale signs of not long for standing. So.
Okay. So I'm gonna pull the axe out. I'm gonna set the axe on the ground and I'm gonna rest my hands on the top of the axe.
Okay.
While I wait for the tree to...
It starts to... And it's kind of falling towards you.
Okay.
So,
I'll scurry out of the way.
Okay, scurry out of the way. The guard does
closer so that I can get a look at his...
The guard does kind of a... Oh, okay. He watches it fall. Kind of mental note. Falls in the right spot, you know, it's fallen out to the the already cleared brush, and he's kind of waving to that fourth guard with the logging team, and he's moving the cart up again, more scurry, more busyness. The gnome has moved several times around you. You notice he's kind of giving you a like looking around like, what the fuck is this? Why are you acting weird? Why do you keep grunting and talking? He didn't seem to notice Payday yet.
Right.
But he keeps at his business. He doesn't know. He knows better than to tempt Lash because he appreciates you looking out for him. He knows any trouble he causes usually results in trouble for you.
Yeah.
As well as himself.
Okay.
So he's a decent guy.
I'm going to look at Humphrey and tell him, go get another wedge.
So the tree's down.
Next tree.
Okay. He looks at the wedge on the floor next to the stump you just trimmed. Like, right. He walks up to the cart that's coming down to, you know, hook the team, and he walks up. It's well within your 15 feet of cord. You notice the cord, heavy cord that strings between them. It looks like a combination of maybe fine wire and heavy leather and twine or what. Just a hybrid heavy cord that binds these two together, and it's hooked to a large leather harness that goes around its midsection with a padlock that holds it onto you so you can't slip out of it. But and it seems to be rather lengthy, but it keeps them pretty close. He walks off to get this wedge that Shojin asked for.
I'm going to get a look at the manacles.
Yeah, he's kind of resting, watching the tree fall and waiting for the team to come.
So no hinges, no lock.
No hinges, no lock. They look hammered. I mean, they don't look like polished metal or anything like decorative.
Okay.
They look worked. Along the flat side on either end, the opening, you see some runes cut into it, some arcane, you know, symbolage.
I need to make a roll at this point.
To try to figure out what they do, yeah.
Okay.
Or
what am I rolling?
Arcane.
20.
14.
You know they're of magic of some kind. He said they fuck up his magic. You can assume that they don't have a chain between them. They're not to lock him up. They are just to bar his magic, you imagine. How they work, you have no idea.
Okay.
You know how they were put on them, on you.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you when it's pertinent.
When it's time.
Yeah.
Is there a way to remove these in the camp?
You know there's one way.
Besides dying?
One person has a way to remove them.
I'll nod my head.
The guard that waved over the team, they are now like feet away from you, wrapping chain.
Okay.
It's kind of a spiked chain several times around this tree.
He still has his clothes?
He's wearing some kind of like bland clothing. It's like burlap and twine. It looks horrible. It maybe a wool shirt and some breeches of some make. But
does he have pockets at all?
No. There's no. The pants are those. It's like they tie at the waist on the sides, at the ankle, and at the knee. They're pretty much open on the side. They just fold up around him, and the tunic is just, it just kind of goes over him. Has a drawstring here to tighten up if he wants to feel cold, but doesn't have any sleeves, and it's kind of open to about his midsection. There's nowhere to carry anything other than maybe the leather harness that goes around his waist that the cord is tied to. It is the only thing that's semi-snug against him. Everything else is kind of loose-fitting with no pockets.
Uh-oh.
There is the prison wallet.
Oh my god, why did you say that?
Places to put
that's
something.
That's a raised eyebrow, folks.
Oh,
that's
my
what that
god.
Is. He is intrigued.
Alright. It's going to get uncomfortable for a second.
I didn't hear you rooting around in there.
It's going to get uncomfortable for a second.
For both of us.
Bear with me.
Anyone?
Heck yeah.
Flower at the end.
Let me apologize in advance for what I'm about to do to your hand flower.
Thank you.
Come on, we need more rattling of celebrating.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Let's build the suspense while I'm figuring out what I need.
All right.
I know it's on here. I know it's on here.
And our sponsors for tonight are...
The Wand of Dispelling.
Nosferatu.
Shut up.
Okay.
Yeah, please do. Kill your bear.
I don't know what
you're doing. What you got?
I don't know, but it's good.
I'm invisible, so I can't see anything that I would be carrying, correct? That's fair? I would have to work off feeling? Or would I be able to see the things that I have on me?
I think that's dumb. You should be able to see yourself.
Okay.
So, but you, no one can see you, and you have kind of a, while in the spell, making this all up, but while in the spell, you kind of have a sixth sense that tells you while you are invisible. You're like translucent. You can see through your hand and stuff to give you the clue that the spell is active. As soon as someone sees you, oh crap, you become solid again.
Okay.
You can see your own shit.
I'm going to take a little bit of string, and I'm going to tie it around something that I'm going to then tuck into Shojin's waist. Mess with these when you have time. Throw one in an emergency.
A string?
Mm-hmm. I'm tying something up so that it doesn't come apart, because it's many pieces.
Okay. You bind... What are you giving him? Oh, fuck.
That.
They are in a kind of a leather thong. Leather.
Oh, okay. They aren't loose. Oh, okay. Well, then I'm worried.
So you give
I'm
him...
going to tuck that...
You tuck the deck of illusion into his... Belt.
Yeah.
Now, Shoji,
fuck around with these when you have time.
That you don't wear this harness all day long.
Uh-huh.
You know... When you leave the work site and get back to the Camp Major, which is across the stream,
mm-hmm.
before you are tucked into the stable, they remove these things.
Okay.
So you have until then to figure out how you're going to catch it when it falls out without being seen. Or you can try to maneuver it somewhere.
And it's in a leather pouch?
It's in, like... You know, it's flasks and a leather...
Yeah.
Take the flask out. Sit in there. It's kind of just a leather...
Fold.
Yeah, cool. Fold. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have the list?
I do.
Okay. Of course you do.
It's already pulled up.
Yeah, I knew it would be.
I did not know he was doing this.
Okay. So Shojin now...
The lack of pockets has changed things dramatically.
He's in prison.
It's fair. No, I'm not disputing anything above and beyond that.
We have discussed what he's wearing, so... You know, this isn't something I'm pulling out of my ass.
No.
He discussed, can I cast X spell? I need... where am I going to find fleece? I'm like, well, you're probably wearing a leather... a wool tunic. You know, that's fleece, so...
Okay.
Do you want any of your other things? You don't have pockets, but there's places.
You don't have all of his stuff. His stuff he was wearing when he was snatched.
I have his wand and I have his focus.
Why? Oh, that's right. Those
because
were
you left them in the brush.
Yeah. Those are thrown away when he tried to fight his way free of the captain kidnappers.
I've got your wand and I've got your focus, and I'm happy to get either of those if you want them, but there's only one place I can think of to put them.
We can spark this fire right now if you want the focus.
Are you guys going to stuff in his ass?
Oh my god.
I'm just waiting for him to either nod or shake his head.
Roll. Is he wearing shoes? Save. Put it in his shoes. Does he have underwear on? Put it in his underwear.
A charisma
save?
He's
not wearing shoes or underwear.
Oh no, I nod affirmatively.
He rolled a three. He wants the focus.
Do you want the focus or the wand?
The focus.
You abandoned.
Oh, my God.
It's right. Not a good thing to give it to him.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Wait till nightfall.
I'll nod.
Please, wait till nightfall.
Now, remind me.
Yes.
The focus is a tooth.
Yes.
Right? Like a orc tooth. Like
an orc tusk.
So, something you could easily fit in your own mouth.
Uh-huh.
Or under your arm or
uh-huh.
Something. Okay.
Yeah.
The deck, similar in size.
Yeah.
Honestly. So, you know, probably can't stuff that one in your mouth, but you could easily tuck it under your arm.
Right.
You know, in the walk back to camp.
It's going to be real uncomfortable because he's going to have his focus up his ass.
That's where you're putting it?
No. No, no.
The way the pants are designed, it'd be easy to reach into his pants and stick it in his ass if he wanted to.
Yeah,
I'm going to ask you not to.
I'm going to spit on his focus. I'm going to spit on his focus to lube it up.
They're very medieval style pants.
It's warm, right?
Yes, it's warm.
Okay.
Time of year and your work sweating. Yeah,
This
is actually a welcome attire for the work they put you.
I'm gonna start coughing, and I'm gonna
don't do that. You'll push it back out.
I'll drop to one knee. Kind of hands on the ground, coughing, and under my breath between coughs, put it on the ground.
As you start coughing and fall to your knees, you hear the instructions. The guard is coming up. Okay, knock it off. Get up. What are you doing?
Nothing. There's a guard coming over. I'm just going to stand still.
Okay, the guard walks up to you and kind of pulls you by the back of the tunic. Okay, stand up.
I'm going to try and make myself vomit.
Roll a constitution check.
Okay.
Just to see if you have, it's just your constant roll and your con modifier, to see if you have that kind of control of yourself to prompt and on command.
Ten.
You cough and kind of like force some spit down your windpipe to try to make yourself cough worse, but it just comes out as a rattle cough. You can't throw up.
Fuck.
Honestly, there's probably not enough. In there to throw up.
Try eating some blood, it works.
Okay. Okay, I guess I'll stand up straight.
My kid.
Okay, he gets you on your feet.
I'm gonna turn and look at him and say, I think I need a tree. To the guard.
You mean the shitter?
I do.
Okay. It isn't so much an outhouse because they don't trust you in an enclosed space. There is a spot there across that stream in the center of the camp. There are several little footbridges. To the one side of the footbridge that is the far side, the downstream part, there are some like a dock that goes out, and then there's a bench with some holes in it that you can sit on and basically into the stream and roll downhill.
Sounds good.
But he leads you. He goes, fine, we'll stop on the way back.
Okay.
It's that's kind of common practice.
Uh-huh.
At the end of the day.
Uh-huh.
To run you all past there.
Uh-huh.
Before they put you in the box for the day. But it's just the morning.
Uh-huh.
You just felled your first tree.
Uh-huh.
Of probably a dozen that you're due for today.
Uh-huh.
So you're not going back to your cell.
I want to go back to my cell. I just won't go take a shit.
Well, you get one shit break and you know when it is. It's around about dusk.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, how long does the invisibility last?
1 hour.
1 hour. Okay.
I guess we're
probably about a half hour into that.
I guess I'm going to walk over and get Humphrey to...
Humphrey's got a handful of wedges.
Awesome. I'm going to...
They are hardwood chips, basically, from their trees. They don't trust you with anything
iron
like that. The the axe you have is like a bronze head. It's shit. That's why it's so fucking dumb.
Yeah.
But,
okay. I'm going to move over and try and get started on the wedge.
Okay. Use the backside of the axe
to pound
in
the pound the head. And as I hit it, I'm going to say, tunic. Tunic. Tunic.
I don't even know what the fuck that means, so whatever you interpret that as.
I do. Don't clench. Is this going to be a sleight of hand roll?
Absolutely.
Or how do you, okay.
Yes. Once it leaves your possession, it becomes visible again.
That's why I want to get it in place.
Are you keistering this thing?
I'm tunic! Tunic!
So keister?
No!
Alright, it's been a minute, so I'm going to spit on it again.
What? It's open down to the halfway down my ribcage. I've got a leather belt on over it. If he tosses it in there, it'll be held up by the belt around the tunic.
Don't clench.
Per the table talk.
Don't clench.
You understand what he means.
Oh, no, I know. I knew what he meant all along.
Okay. Why are you spitting on it?
Because I want it to go in smooth. Because I'm not putting it where he's telling me to.
Well, you got to start with a one, and then two.
I'm not fisting him.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
More tooth in him.
He's in prison. He gets enough of that.
Stop. Yeah. This is worse than that one guy fucking a fucking dragon.
I'm not even done, sweetheart.
I'm going to walk away if you continue and you put it
okay,
up
okay, go ahead and do your sleight of hand check. Because I got a feeling...
So you're down working, trying to get the wedges
just
set.
Relax.
Yeah.
Just relax.
Uh-huh.
It'll be okay. Mm-hmm. Everyone really loves you.
Jerk coming on.
Yeah, me too. That's why I'm already...
19.
Natural 1 for the guard to notice, and an 8 for him to hear you. So, yeah. You get the focus... tucked into the front of his shirt.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Damn it!
you managed to reach up, do a little metal art lemon, stuffed it right in. Yeah. Slam dunk. Yeah.
Cool.
You and I both know I could have put it where I wanted to.
I'm gonna see if the guard hears that. No. Fuck. Okay.
Just
so you have your focus, and you have a deck of many illusions.
Yes.
Deck of illusions. Sorry.
Yes.
Just after dusk. Be ready for us.
Hmm.
You know, just after dusk, you will be on your way to the barrack, your stall.
Yeah.
Or there already.
Yes.
The only way you have to delay that is the shit in time.
Uh-huh.
You and Humphrey set about felling another tree.
Felling another tree.
And you know you have about 20, 15 minutes left of your visibility, and you are well within sight of the guards and stuff. So.
Oh, yeah, I'm hauling ass, yeah.
Okay.
Feet.
I'll give you a stealth advantage to get back to camp. You should be able to get back in camp without the invisibility running out.
18.
That's plenty. You get back to camp, and as you hear this rustle coming through the brush, Payday becomes visible and walks through the last bit of underbrush and crashes your guys' little makeshift camp. Okay, you relay to them what went down.
I saw our boy. He missed me so much.
So he didn't miss anyone else.
I don't know. We didn't talk about the rest of you. I let him know that we would come for him tonight. So that means we have until... Yeah, that means we have until dark to come up with a plan.
And it's like...
We've maybe got a couple of hours.
It's like 9:30
it's cool,
in the morning.
Like, it's cool.
I
know
until about 6:30
to
plan.
I know where they're keeping him.
You do? He pointed in the direction.
And I asked, and he confirmed.
Okay.
If we get close enough at dusk, we'd be able to see exactly where he goes.
Yeah. ultimately we need to move across the stream to our... I don't even know what is north in relation to where we are.
Relation to that, the road on the line nearest Z there goes north and south, north this way.
Okay.
That's the road to Highbreeze.
Okay.
So if we go a little farther west, there's going to be a stream that cuts their camp in half.
That would be east.
East? Yes.
East.
Other west.
Other west. A lesser known west.
Weest.
Well, east.
It is weest.
That big building I saw this morning.
Okay.
The really big building.
Yeah.
Yes.
I believe that's where they're keeping him.
You know, that is the both the stalls in which they keep you, and the equipment, like lockup for the tools, but they're like farming tools, like that shitty axe ears, the rakes, the stuff they hook up to the horses to try to tear the underbrush out and stuff. Not weapon like stuff, but still, that's what they keep in there in the. The one, like, end of it. The rest of it is a series of, like, maybe 16 stalls. The five of you that are on this work detail stay in there along with 11 other slaves and what.
Okay.
You know, at night, the building, you're in that long building that's delighted you, the large building over there, The one that's like divided in two long ways. You know, you hear a lot of animal noises coming from over there.
Okay.
Like roars and barks and, you know, kind of, you know, all manner of noises you attribute to, you know, both ferocious beast and exotic animal kind of thing.
Okay.
Coming from there. Perhaps they don't deal just in bipedal humanoid slaves and merchandise. These guys capture and sell whatever they can.
Okay.
Okay, party. You're gonna move that dotted line. Is the perceived, interpreted. This we'll just say this map is the shitty little map you drew after your bird came back.
Okay.
Or while your bird was flying, you kind of built this up. You know, like, oh, I'm marking a building here. They're working over here. That dotted line is where you. Assume that roving patrol walks.
Okay.
And per returning to the camp and talking to Ezrella and her relaying her near miss with a patrol, she can confirm that those tracks she saw that looked really fresh were over top older tracks. Like, they're walking the same path. They're slowly beating a ever-growing path as they clear more of the brush out that end of the forest. So they're on a regular interval, so they do come about on kind of a schedule, or, you know, you can always expect another one.
Okay. So then we've got the day to watch for it.
Yes. So
try and time them.
Well, that and... it's going to take you some time to move through the brush or get far enough out that you don't have to worry about being noticed to work away. You're effectively going from one side of the camp to the other.
Kind of here.
Is that on the dotted line?
No, it's between the dotted line and the open air, the open area.
Oh, so you're going to get inside here. Their route and?
On the inside of their route, but between those two towers.
Okay. I say being careful, being smart,
staying about the distance you are now with your camp, away from the camp. I'll say it takes you a couple hours to get over there, and that's outside of that patrol line.
Kind of basically so that it's like this corner that is nearest.
Yeah. But farther directly away from the camp, you sit right now watching that perceived patrol route.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to close distance on the camp while you don't know where that patrol is. So
also until it gets closer to dark.
Yeah. So you wait until, say, 4 o'clock before you see... You actually spot, before they spot you, a patrol walk by. It is two guys. You saw them when your bird did a flyover to the armored, carrying some... One's got a bow, one's got a spear, they got each got swords and daggers and whatnot. They're walking through the forest, kind of lightly armored just so they can move through the forest better. But you see them closing up, moving past, moving around, walking past that far guard tower. Your way appears to be clear. So I need everybody to give me some stealth rolls to move into that that area where Payday wants to lay in wait.
Wait, do we get advantage?
I do not make any.
Oh, I get to re-roll that.
Good. Rolled natural 2.
No, because I'm
natural
Catholic.
2. You betray the party again.
Well, I thought we got advantage because it was my favorite turn.
You rolled a 7, right?
Wait. Yeah, do we get advantage because it's your favorite?
Well, that's
a
13.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's stealth checks.
Yeah, she's forest person. Wood elf should have some kind of advantage as well, right? She has her ability you had her use earlier. Or is that once per day or something?
It's just no. It's a whatever. And I get to re-roll the thing I rolled because I'm a halfling.
Yes. Good. So it's the Resnell that betrays you all.
Sorry.
Are you?
No.
You want to get in with these slavers.
I just want to fuck some shit up.
What did we roll?
Stealth.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Okay.
21.
24. I can't map.
I believe you.
23.
23.
2.
2?
Wait, did you roll?
I don't add anything to it.
Did you have advantage? You have advantage.
No, she doesn't.
No.
Why would she have advantage?
Oh, never mind.
She's not a ranger or a wood elf, dear.
Oh, I thought that people in my party could.
So, as you guys are moving, you are... So, she had a 2?
Mm-hmm. No. Just...
Let's see the other one. Yeah, cool. You guys are moving through the forest, trying to get up to that spot you want. You see that? Okay, that's equal distance between these two spots. Worked for you on the other side, no problem. Apparently this is a different caliber of guard or a different caliber of stealth because you guys are working your way around a tree in the underbrush, and Z, the end of that awesome hammer strapped across your back, the handle, catches what is a dead tree laying against another one. And just knocks it off kilter, and it goes falling, makes a loud crash in the underbrush. And you hear what sounds like an obvious bird call, like a tinny whistle from the one guard tower up here. And then it's answered by this guard tower. And you see into the camp I won't say a regiment, but a couple guards come like around the building, and they come out and they're looking at the two towers, and the one tower's like waving like this flag, and the other one's waving a flag, and they're like
pointing in this general direction, like between them, right about where you guys are.
Sorry.
You guys are still in the underbrush. You made a noise. That was it. I didn't say somebody saw you, so you guys can try to hide. But meanwhile, other end of the camp, a tree falls. And why?
So everybody's doing their thing, right?
Yeah.
They're all... I want to look around and see who's paying attention to what.
The guards are doing their normal, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's still chopping trees. I don't care. You know, kind of half watching you have... They've relaxed into a comfortable routine of you don't give them much problems.
Mm-hmm.
Neither do the humans. They bitch a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You, at first, gave them a bit of problem because you didn't like the way they were treating the gnome, but now you've worked into a kind of comfortable routine even with that.
Okay.
And you kind of make up for his lack of production.
And it's just him and I tethered together, right?
You and the gnome are tethered together, and there's like one guard detail to actually watch you. But he's, like I said, he looks up like every, 10, 15 seconds. Just going, they're still there.
Okay.
But the other one is kind of up talking to that guy on with the cart and the team of horses. Just, he looks back at the work you guys are doing every once in a while, out of routine, but mostly he's just kind of chilling because not much going on down here. You guys are good. You
can do your job. I'm gonna slide my hands inside my shirt.
Okay.
And I'm gonna put my focus in my hand.
Just touching it.
Uh huh.
You feel a tingle in those manacles.
I feel a tingle. Does it hurt, or is it just?
It does not hurt. It is a. It is touching your tongue to an 8-9 volt battery.
Okay. Okay.
Along your wrist.
Okay.
Just that I feel it.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of like it.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't hurt.
Okay. Anybody looking at me?
No. You just fell the tree, so this is the if there's such a thing as a downtime during your day of work, this is it. The tree's fallen. You got to wait for it to clear. No, the gnome has a little bash of work as he's got this small little hand axe, but it's really just the head of one of those the broken handle of one of those bronze axes that he kind of chops at the lesser limbs going up this tree as they're hooking it up. He's kind of clearing off the edge.
Okay,
but you're kind of keeping pace with him a little bit if he moves outside of your range.
Mm-hmm.
But the team rolls up. They roll a log off the back of the cart. It's, good-sized log.
Mm-hmm.
And then they fix a pry bar under each side and lift the tree you just felled up a little bit to wrap this barbed chain around it. And then as the horses pull, the chains pull tight, the barbs bite into it, and they're able to pull the tree out without it slipping off.
So... I have a question for you.
They load their pry bars and their logs, their fulcrums back up, and
they
over there. They direct you to the next one.
I need a targeting answer.
Targeting answer?
Would that need to be two separate or one total?
I don't understand.
Using the first part of that. Targeting my new jewelry, would I be able to discern? Would that be?
You know that they work in tandem.
Right, right.
They work together.
But would it be?
When it doesn't matter. You're casting here.
Uh huh.
Affects this one just
right,
as well.
Right. But would it be one or would it be 1-2?
You would have to affect them each. Once per.
Okay, and I would know that?
You're grabbing the focus.
Mm-hmm.
You're bringing to mind the spell enlarge / reduce.
Uh-huh.
And you're thinking, hey, I can just make these manacles too big for me.
Uh-huh.
Slip them right off.
Uh-huh.
You can try that.
But I'd have to do it twice.
You'd have to do it twice. Now you know, when you focus energy, like through your left hand, like when you first got here and you're like, fuck, these guys don't know what they're dealing with.
Right.
And you just tried to pull up some wild magic and, you know, lance out. It shot through that, the energy rolled down your arm, hit that manacle, and backlashed to you.
Right.
The other one, almost in response, did it on the other side of your body.
Okay.
But it was that energy traveling down that arm that seemed to trigger it.
Well, let's see what Shojin thinks. Shojin's going to put the focus in its mouth.
What was the think? What was the role? Whether or not you thought it was a good idea?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I was just going to make sure no one's looking.
So you're just like,
yep. Okay. I'm going to slide it as best I can to make it,
you got it tucked in your cheek.
I'm chipmunking it without trying to make it obvious that I'm chipmunking it. I still feel it in the jewelry?
Oh, yeah. I mean, once it was put in your tunic, you could feel its presence, you know, being near you.
Okay.
When you had it in your hand, that was a kind of a familiar, more, you know, direct contact, and it was stronger. It's in your mouth. Now it's just like it's in your hand. You can feel it.
I can feel the tingles.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of an energy reverberating that you didn't really know was an energy that goes through your body, but these things know the energy is there, and they are designed to push it back upon you.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. These two guards start walking through the brush, moving out. They're getting closer to where you guys are moving. You're in the underbrush. You have, I'd say, at least half cover. They're about 50 feet away.
Stay down.
Common sense would say if they get within 20 feet, the half cover, you know, they're going to see you.
When they're about 25 feet away.
Okay.
Because I will have it already cast and there. I'm going to cast Mage Hand.
Okay.
Put it out about 25 feet, and when they get to be close to that, I'm going to move it through the brush so that it moves brush. It's invisible, but...
What's the range on that?
30 feet.
30 feet, so you can move it 30 feet away from you.
I can move it so that it is a total of 30 feet away from me. Okay. And I'm going to move it through the brush.
Back towards the camp, away from the camp, parallel?
Lateral to us.
Like towards one of the things?
Yeah.
Like towards that log that got knocked over?
Pretty much.
Okay. So, give me a sleight of hand to pull that off, because I believe that's how you tricksters do that.
Right? Sure.
And I will do a notice for them.
That's so much better, because it started off cocked, and then it went flat.
Okay.
22.
You should be worried, because I got an 11 and a 4. So, no. They see the skirt, and they move off that direction, and it reaches your 30 feet, and it evaporates. The rustle stops, but they are now looking in that direction. They find the log, the dead tree that got disturbed and fallen over. They look up at the guy on the rail of the lookout looking down, and they're like, this is it? He's like, I don't know, yeah, that's it. And so they pass it off. They let it go. Good job.
Yay.
So you've gained a position. It's not exactly where you wanted to be. It's a little bit short of it, but yeah, very much like a sniper moving through the brush, I wouldn't dare move right now. So those guards retreat back to the camp, and the watchtowers. If you gain any kind of eye line on those towers, like through the brush, kind of watching them, you can see that once in a while, the guards up there do give a gaze in your general direction, not believing that it was just a log falling over. They're still skeptical, but they aren't ringing the alarm or really doing the active search, and they're just making a note. That's about 4 o'clock, 4:35. It starts to get a little dim outside. Night is closing. Around about 5 o'clock, they call it for a day. You've fallen a tree, and they've taken you off of the falling a tree to the clearing the logs that have been felled of like the top brush. They give you these big those saws, one guy on each end kind of thing, and you're chopping them off at a measured height and hooking up the junk brush off the top of the tree and hauling it off to a side ditch where they chop it up for firewood or whatnot.
Okay.
Or brush or roofing or whatever they use it for.
Okay.
I don't know, not a logger. But as that winds down, about 5:30, getting on to 6, they say, okay, that's the day. And you all walk up to the equipment cart. It's a cart that is like locked back of it, and they have you throw in your work tools, your axes, your wedges, your like garden hoe kind of things that you use to clear the brush off the sides. Everything is cataloged, everything's counted. They give you a once over, kind of a light pat down. They're looking for large things. They pat you. You tuck the focus in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
The deck.
Yes.
Is still in the waste.
At the end of the day, I would try and kind of
get it up under your arm.
Yeah, get it tucked up in there real nice and.
Okay. They as they come and they search you, they kind of like check your outside shoulders. They have you lift your arms and you just kind of like lazily lift your arm up, still trying to pinch that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a acrobatics check to see if you can like just kind of play off like my arms are sore. I don't want to lift my arms all that high.
That's an 18.
18. Okay, that at least equaled my surge. So yeah, he's satisfied. He's like, what'd you get? You got a piece of wood, whatever.
Yeah.
And he pats you down. He kind of shakes the little harness around your waist. Nothing falls out. Pats your legs down and gives you a thing. Does the same to the gnome. And there's another guy doing it to the humans on the other line. And you guys start your little evening parade through the camp towards towards bed. On the way through, you see no man standing outside the what you've come to kind of refer to as the labor building. Like, this is where like the foreman works out of. It's one of the buildings on this side of the stream, one of their newer buildings. It's basically in charge of the logging efforts. The farmers or the contractors that camp, they stow the horses in one of the other buildings, and some of the gear they work, the more sharper axes, the big saws, all that stuff in this other room. But this is like where the guys like keep in touch, like how many logs we get, how many we get all the tools back. Anybody get injured? Anybody try to escape? What's the skinny of today? And no one's standing outside there talking to the foreman. This kind of surly little dwarf. Never even catch a name. You just know he's kind of an ass.
Okay.
And you work towards the bridge, there is another detail of men being moved towards through the opposite way towards where you were working, and Braun seems to be one of them.
Okay,
he's you know, older guy.
Right.
He doesn't usually get moved to this side of the camp. He usually stays. His clothes are, in comparison, better than your clothes. Mm-hmm. Though they're the same make and the same material, mm-hmm. they just don't get outside. They don't get snagged on brush. They don't get, you know, sweated up because he's, you know, stays indoor mostly. Him and some another older human being and what looks like a dwarf who is hobbling are all being led through. And the foreman's like, I got no use for him. You may as well just, you know, whatever you do to him.
Talking to Noman.
As your guards are leading you off to that privy that you wanted to go to. That doc shits a lot.
Okay. And they're so we're passing like this.
Passing like that.
Is there a guard facing me?
He's kind of past you by now.
But so Braun is coming this way then?
Yeah.
I'm gonna kinda slide the tooth out of my cheek and bring it up in between my
front teeth,
and I'm gonna give the biggest, goofiest looking smile I can to Braun.
Okay.
Teethy, toothy.
He looks at you like, well, what's wrong with you, son?
Nothing now.
Now he gets kind of a worried look on his face.
You guys don't be looking at
what? What? And the guard that's leading them kind of gives a tug on the front guy because Braun's kind of slow now.
Yeah.
He kind of pulls and, you know, Braun's kind of lurched into the thing. You see him kind of flex his shoulders at that, like got pulled off of balance. But when he does that, it kind of betrays his physique. Every time you see him, he's kind of this hunched little guy in the lunchroom with meek shoulders drawn in. I mean, he stretches out. He's kind of buff.
Okay.
He doesn't look as frail as maybe he was always leading you to believe.
Okay.
But he kind of looks at you and he goes, be with you. Kind of does a little, almost like a Catholic kind of cross thing to you. Just a little, head, belly, left shoulder, right shoulder thing.
Okay.
Says, be with you.
I'll see you
soon. You have no fucking clue what that means.
I'll just nod and say, I'll see you soon.
Perhaps sooner. And you hear, okay, you lot. It's the gnomon that you're like, what the fuck is he doing here?
Yeah.
He goes, hey, you lot, let's get this over with. And he kind of hefts an axe on his shoulder.
Okay.
And
so I'm headed currently directly to Deck Shits a Lot?
Deck Shits a Lot, yeah.
Cool. Am I there?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, they like...
Shit.
My plan.
they lead you there.
Just before you got there.
They walk you out on it. It's either you go to the bathroom peacefully or you jump in the river and probably drown, you know. I've called it a stream. It's a little bit more of a moving river, you know, but it's not rapids or anything, but it
can
be kind of treacherous if you're bound to someone else.
Do I sit or do I stand?
You can stand if you want.
No, no.
Your pants.
No. I'm gonna sit. Okay. I'm gonna put my hand under my arm.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna fumble in the. Because I know what's gonna happen, right? I know why they're going with Noman, right?
Yeah, I would imagine they're cutting weight. Do you know Ariana
Shamma? Cut me. Cut it. So I'm gonna dig in there. I'm going to dig in. I'm going to pull out a card.
Okay.
And then I'm going to throw it.
So you're just going to reach under your arm, pull out a card, and...
Yep.
Where are you throwing it? Back towards shore?
Back
to the river?
No, back towards, like, back the trail back towards Braun and Noman.
Okay.
And
so, for argument's sake, we have river. Say we have a dock, and there's one, two, three, four privies, you know, on a bench, and the dock comes inland a little bit here.
Yeah.
The guard, you know, doesn't really care to watch you poop, so he just stands here at the end, and if you want to jump in the river tied to dead weight, go ahead, but I'll have to spear you and pull you out for dinner. But which privy are you going for? The first one?
I'm
going
to go for the first one.
First one, okay.
Yeah.
You sit down. The gnome sits next to you, and the human kind of gives you a dirty look, and they just wait because they can't all sit down, so they're just going to wait for you to finish. So they're kind of like at the end of the dock waiting for you.
Okay. Are they?
They're not interested in watching you.
Cool.
So neither are the guards. So what's your play? What's your card?
I pulled a nine of hearts.
This is a great time. The best of times.
The best of times to call break?
It is.
To listen to Blackpink.
Fuck Blackpink.
No! Well, I wish I could.
Pulled a nine of hearts.